members of Restoration of Human Rights, ROHR, were arrested for wearing black during the government's campaign for national healing. ROHR members wore black in solidarity for victims of political persecution and violence. Speaking with SW Radio Africa, ROHR spokesperson Edgar Chikubire said these arrests cast shadows on any hopes that national healing can ever be achieved when people are unnecessarily arrested for peacefully expressing their displeasure with government processes. Home Affairs co-ministers Giles Mutekwa of MDCT and Kembo Mohadi from ZANU-PF spelt out a new policy for public demonstrations at a recent news conference. Speaking with Studio 7, Voice of America, Mutekwa explained the key points of this policy.
We want to create a situation where the police understand that they are there to help the citizens of Zimbabwe, not to oppress them. And for that to happen then, this is why we are saying people who intend to demonstrate that it is permissible, it is according to law, for them to do so. All they have got to do is to notify. And I want to underline the word notify. They do not apply for permission to make demonstrations in Zimbabwe.
Speaking at the Global 2009 Dialogue Conference in Uganda, President Mugabe suggested that NGOs are acting as a shadow government in Zimbabwe. In July, NGOs were blamed for the disruption at the All-Stakeholder Constitutional Conference, a disruption that was in fact caused by members of ZANU-PF. Meanwhile, Western governments, in response to the Unity Formation's plea for financial assistance, have said that they will channel humanitarian aid through NGOs instead of the government.